Hello, everybody, and welcome to day 9 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Now, today we're going to look at Joshua chapter 1. So get your Bible and turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I've asked my good friend Robert Morris, the pastor of Gateway Church in Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas, to lead us today. Robert's written a lot of best-selling books, including The Blessed Life, From Dream to Destiny, and The God I Never Knew. I want you to get these books, and I want you to listen to Robert as he leads us through this important text, Joshua 1, verse 8.
We want to continue our 40 days in the Word, and today our devotional is on Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. So let me read it to you. Joshua 1, 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Now, this is an amazing verse because it tells us how to have success. And every one of us want to succeed in our family, our marriage, our health, our finances, our career, our relationships with God. So I want to share with you a little bit, because this verse tells us that if we meditate on the Word of God, then we can do it. Now, that's an amazing part of this devotional. We have to do the Word to be able to be successful. But many of us have struggled in doing the Word. And so God gives us a very simple solution to be able to do His Word or put His Word into practice. And that is to meditate on His Word, to read it, to meditate, to memorize, to think about it, to allow God's Word to become part of our lives, part of the way we think, so that when we're faced with a situation, we think the way God thinks. You know, the Bible says to renew our minds, and the way we make our minds new again is with His Word, His everlasting, eternal Word. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away, and my Word will never return void without accomplishing what I sent it to accomplish. So there's so many promises about this, and I've learned to do this over the years. And I want to encourage you to read God's Word every day. I would encourage you to get a Bible software for your computer. I would encourage you to put it on any type of mobile device you have. Right there is Joshua. And we scroll down a little bit to our memory verse today, Joshua 1:8. I would encourage you to, I used to put it on little note cards, 3x5 index cards. And I would memorize Scripture, and I set goals to memorize Scripture every week. Now, I got saved in a motel room. Some of you have heard that before. I got saved in Jake's Motel, room 12. They only had 13, and I thought 13 might be unlucky, so I took 12. And a person led me to the Lord after growing up in church and knowing about Jesus. I came to know Him personally. Totally changed my life, and I got hungry for the Word of God. All of a sudden, it wasn't just a history book to me, but it was life. It was God's Word, and I wanted to know God, and I wanted to know more about Him. And so I wanted to show you something today. I brought with me, this is the first Bible that I ever had when I got saved. And I'm just going to flip through a few of the pages. As you can see, I just would underline, and I would highlight everything I could, and I just read God's Word over and over and over, day after day after day, and God began to change me and mold me into His image. You know, there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible, and I know that seems overwhelming, but I realized not long after I got saved, you know, if I read 10 chapters a day, I could go through the whole Bible in 4 months. I could go through the whole Bible 3 times a year. And so I set that as my goal. And you know, every day I wasn't able to, but the days that I was able to, it was amazing the transformation that began to happen in my life. So I want to encourage you. The Bible talks about that it is our bread. It is our daily bread. The Bible also says that it is the water of life. It is our lamp. It's a lamp to our feet, a light to our paths. In other words, we know the next step to take by the Bible, and we can also see the path that we should take. The Bible also talks about that all Scripture, this is 2 Timothy 3:16, it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now that word inspiration in the Greek is a very interesting word. It literally means breathed. All Scripture is breathed by God. And so I want to just share with you a little illustration the Lord showed me a long time ago. And that is, I felt like that every morning when I got up, if I would read God's Word, this is what I was doing. I was just breathing in the words of God. And I was filling myself with God's Word. So I want to encourage you. Joshua 1:8 is a great verse. And it's so clear. Every one of us want to prosper. Every one of us want to be successful in everything that we do, every area of our life. But it comes from meditating on the Word of God. Now, I shared this with our entire church, and I shared with my daughter about learning to hear God's voice from God's Word. In other words, that God will speak to us from His Word. It will be like His Word will just jump off the page for exactly what our situation is. And I want to encourage you, because this happened with my daughter. I talked to her about maybe getting along with God and spending some time in worship, maybe putting a worship CD on, and then writing her thoughts, writing what she felt the Lord was saying to her. And I said, also, you write what you're saying to the Lord. And you'll be amazed, because God will begin to speak to you, and He will even direct you to His Word. And what I'm about to tell you is really amazing. I mean, it is amazing. A few years ago, she was praying about going to a certain college. And I was speaking in an area, and so I called the president of the university, and I was a friend of his. And I said, can my wife and my daughter and I come by and meet with you? And we went by and we met with him for a moment. And then he turned to my daughter and he started talking to her personally. And there was such an anointing as he talked to her about coming to school. And I knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to her. And so after that, she said, Dad, I really need to know, do you think it's God's will? And I said, well, honey, I do believe it's God's will. But the main thing is, do you believe it's God's will? And you need to know that God's leading you this way. So I said, I want you to get alone with God, do what I've been showing you to do, and write your prayers to God and see if the Lord would speak to you about this. And so that's what she did. She got alone with God, and she was writing her prayers. And she said, you know, I need to know if I should go to this university. And she said, I feel like it's an open door, that the Lord has opened this door for me. And she said, I also feel like that when the president of the university, and she put his name, but she said the president was talking to me, it was like a voice from heaven. She's writing this. And then she said, I feel like that if I were to go down there, and then she scratched the word down out and put up. Now, the reason she did that was she'd been talking to us a couple of days before, and she said, you know, if I go down there, and I said, Sugar, just so you know, it's up. You know, we live in Texas, and this university is up from us. And so she said, okay. So while she's writing in her note, she said, I'm wondering if I go down, and then she scratched out the word down, and she put the word up. She said, I wonder if I go up there. She said, my main concern is what's next. What's next in my life? And then all of a sudden, she wrote these words. She wrote down, and I wrote it down, so I just read it to you right. She said, I'm going to give you a revelation that on the fourth was the day she was supposed to go to school, the fourth of the month, that on the fourth will be the first of many new things for you. I'm going to give you a revelation that on the fourth will be the first of many new things for you. And all of a sudden she stopped and she thought, here I was writing my prayer. I think that's God though. I think God's speaking to me. And then she saw, remember, I'm going to give you a revelation on the fourth will be the first. And she saw Revelation 4:1. And so she opened her Bible, and this is what she read. After these things I looked, and behold, I saw a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. Now, that's amazing, isn't it? She knew that God was speaking to her. And I want you to know that God still speaks today. He never says anything contrary to His Word. And the main way He speaks to us is through His Word. But if we don't read it, if we don't meditate on it, how's God going to speak to us? So I want to encourage you, make a commitment that this year you're going to spend some time in God's Word every day. And I promise you that as we meditate on it, we'll be able to do it and we'll be able to be successful in all that God calls us to. God bless you.